Good evening from Lamoni, Iowa, as we get hooked up, and glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening as the Dort College Defenders take on the Graceland Yellow Jackets in a non-conference contest here this evening. The Dort College Defenders and Graceland Yellow Jackets both come into today's contest with a 1-0 mark. Dort College victorious in their season opener as they got a victory over Waldorf on Saturday night. That same evening, Graceland was scoring a victory 82-65 over Haskell. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, and we'll tell you that for those of you wishing to hear the women's basketball game, that is available via webcast on our live stream site, and you can link to that from our Dort College Athletics page. Also, Dort College Volleyball playing this evening at Bellevue, and that game is available also via a link off of our Dort College Athletics website. So go there. All of the links are available to get you to those locations. Graceland won the 2017 NAI Division I national title with an 11-game winning streak to close the season. That included two wins in overtime. Yellow Jackets were 29-10 last year, 14-5 in the Heart of America Conference. This year's Graceland team is 1-0 after that win over Haskell Saturday night. Mo Jackson scored 26 points in the win over Haskell and converted 4 of 8 three-pointers. Alex Pena was the only other double-figure scorer with 21 points, and he cashed in on 7 of 12 field goal shooting. He was 6 of 6 from the free-throw line. Yellow Jackets made 28 of 53 field goals and 9 of 25 three-point baskets while getting to the free-throw line 22 times. They made 17. Graceland had a 38-26 rebounding advantage and limited Haskell to a 26 of 61 field goal shooting night, held a 37-31 halftime lead. Pena played in 34 games last season for the Yellow Jackets, averages 4.1 points per game for that national champion team. Will Nelson also returns from last year's team, and he averaged 14 points per game with 6.8 rebounds per outing. For the Defenders, they were 12-19 last season, 6-12 in league play. They opened the 2018-19 season with a 72-61 win over Waldorf and Forest City Saturday night. Josh Van Lingen scored 13, Garrett Franken added 12, Chad Barkema had a 10 as well. The Defenders made 6 of 16 three-point baskets, got to the free throw line 20 times and made 16. Franken and Chandler Brunsting had 7 and 5 rebounds each as the Defenders had a 39-37 rebounding advantage. The Defenders are 3-5 against Graceland. The two teams haven't played since November 17th of 2007 when the Defenders beat Graceland 87-74. Scott Van Zanten led the balanced attack that day with 15 points. Four other players, Mike Leacock, Brian Eakoff, Logan Kingman, Chad Hunick, all had 13 points. Let's take a look at your probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. We begin with the Dort College Defenders. They will start at a guard, number 3, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen is coming off an evening where he scored 8 points against Waldorf. He averaged in double figures last year, spent a few games on the bench as well with an injury. Chad Barkema wears number 5. He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 10 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa. He scored 12 points in the win over Waldorf. Number 41 is Zach Bussard, a 6'6 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 8 points per game. He came on strong at the end of the year last year. And Ben Gasink is a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 9 points per game. He wears number 11. Off of the bench, I anticipate seeing Chandler Brunsting this evening, a 6'1 junior from Hull. Cooper Ross, a 5'9 freshman from Carroll. He scored 8 points in the win over Waldorf. Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center. He wears number 4. Also anticipate seeing Josh Van Lingen this evening. He's a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center. He scored 13 against Waldorf. For Graceland and Coach Corey Hoff, they will start this lineup in all likelihood. They will go with Justin Harley, a 6'6 junior from Central Islay, New York, averaging 7 points per game. Wasim Limbada is a 6'3 junior from Plano, Texas. Number 10 is Mo Jackson, a 5'10 senior from Belvedere, Illinois, averaging 26 points per game. Number 23 is Will Nelson, a 6'3 senior from Kansas City, averaging 7 points per contest. And Alec Payne is a 6'7 senior from Rockton, Illinois, averaging 21 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more for you from Lamoni, Iowa, right after this. Good evening, and welcome back to Lamoni, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Graceland Yellow Jackets are getting set for their tussle here this evening in this non-conference contest. And it'll be a good measuring stick for the Dort College Defenders here this evening, taking on a Graceland team. Very good, very strong team, and they will feature several players who were on the team last year as they made that run to the NAI Division I National Championship, but did not see a great deal of playing time. So they have that national championship experience, but they have not had a chance to do much in the way of contribute last year in terms of game experience. But they're looking to make an impression here their senior year. Most importantly, we'll keep an eye on Mo Jackson, a 5'10 senior from Belvedere, Illinois, and Alec Pena, a 6'7 senior from Rockton, Illinois. He's averaging 21 points per game. Jackson is at 26 points per game. Dort College volleyball, by the way, is at Bellevue, Nebraska this evening, taking on Bellevue University. That match is available off of our website via a link, and you can check that out there. The Dort College Defenders women's basketball team also in action this evening as they are facing Buena Vista, and you can also watch that on our website, www.dort.edu/athletics. So the Dort College Defenders in their road black jerseys with yellow numbers. They've got Dort scripted across the front. For the Yellow Jackets, they're in their white jerseys. They have navy striping down the sideline, and they have gold highlighting as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College, their starting five, Alec Henriksen, Garrett Franken, Chad Barkema, Zach Bussard, and Ben Gasing. Graceland sends Keenan Belafont out onto the floor. And if that holds up, looks like he is huddled up with his teammates, but he is not listed on their probable starting lineup. But it does appear that Belafont will be in the starting lineup. He's a 6'1 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, coming off a six-point outing last week in the win over Haskell. For Graceland also, you have number one, Justin Harley. He'll be jumping center. Number 34, Alec Pena. And number 23, Will Nelson. Chad Barkema to jump for the Dort College Defenders. And we are just about set for basketball. Dort College moving from right to left. The Dort College bench area directly to my right. And the Graceland Yellow Jackets will have possession as we start this evening's contest. Belafont passes right side. Dort College, man-for-man defense out of the men in black right now. Backing it out will be Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson on the right-hand side with it. Dort College, let's see if they truly are in a man-to-man. And Garrett Frank, and it looks like they switch on the screen out front. Three-pointer up front is up and good for Will Nelson. And Will Nelson takes the lid off of the basket immediately for Graceland. And the Graceland Yellow Jackets have a 3-0 lead. Dort College, backdoor cut. Layup is up and good for Ben Gasing. Ben Gasing with the two-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders trail 3-2. 3-2 our score. We have an inadvertent buzzer, and we will sort that out at the scores table right now. So a stoppage in play. The Dort College Defenders leading 3-2. 3-2 our score. The Defenders with 19:15 remaining here in the first half. So both teams scoring on their first possessions of today's contest. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new... Possible by Joiner's Ort Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental service. Investment advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. So we have this break in play. Both teams scoring on their first possessions. So with 19:15 remaining. And they will continue to sort through the technical issues that they have. And while they do that, let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more in a moment. Well, after some quick thinking and a little bit of rewiring, we are back to action. Had some trouble with the scoreboard initially. Had a buzzer go off. Alec Pena responds with a three on the other end, and we are back to play. Dort College trailing 6-2. 6-2, our score. Dort College with the basketball. They feed it down low to Buzzard. He's stripped on the weak side, help by Will Nelson. And losing the basketball. Now basketball down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. No, they're going to say a timeout, I believe, for Graceland to maintain the possession. So after all of that, 18:40 remaining in this first half. Graceland up 6-2. They use the timeout to maintain possession on a loose basketball underneath the basket. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Graceland uses the timeout to maintain possession. They have it back now. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Shot on the way is up. No good. Rebound cleared. No, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Graceland. It'll be Dort College basketball. That timeout made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. With the basketball on the left side is Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema passes right side, goes over to Garrett Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken looking down low, instead passes back over to Barkema. Barkema with the ball. Barkema gives it up. Gasink. Gasink in the lane. His two-point basket is good. Ben Gasink with the two-point bucket. He's got four. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-4. 6-4, our score. With it, Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson on the right wing. Mo Jackson gives it back over to Belafonte. Belafonte with it. Belafonte guarded there by Gasink. Now back to Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson backs it out to near midcourt. Five to shoot. He'll put it up for three. It's good. Mo Jackson with a three-point basket. He is the third different Graceland player to score a three-point bucket. With it on the left side, Barkema. Barkema gives it up back over to Henriksen. Quick fire three. Good. Alec Henriksen answers with a three-point bucket. Dort College trails 9-7. Well, neither defense doing much of anything at this point other than a steal by Graceland on a dig down low on a double team. Graceland basketball, Jackson. Jackson passes it over to Nelson. Will Nelson, the three. It's good. He's Graceland has four made three-pointers. They lead Dort 12-7. 12-7, our score, Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the wing. Henriksen back out front, Franken. Franken, three, no good. Rebound down, taken by Graceland. That's Will Nelson. He grabs it, takes one dribble to the left. Now feeds it back to Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson in the lane, off of the glass, good. Mo Jackson with 5 points. 14-7, Graceland leading by seven. 14-7. Graceland leading by seven. And Dort College will now inbound the basketball. Gasink will walk it up. Gasink will take it across the half-court stripe. Pass goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up. Now to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema jumper left side. Off of the glass. Good. 12-footer by Barkema. He knocks it down. And the defenders trail 14-9. 14-9, 16-13. With it on the left wing, they feed it back out front to Justin Harley. Harley underneath, shot no good by Pena, rebound Dort College. Here comes Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink trying to get in the lane, and he is held on the play. Foul's going to go on the Graceland Yellow Jackets. Foul goes on zero. Belafont whistled for his first personal foul. Two free throws all the way for Ben Gaysink. Ben Gaysink on Saturday was 1-for-1 from the charity stripe. 15:56 remaining here in the first half. First free throw on the way for Gaysink is up and down. So Ben Gaysink makes a free throw. He's got another one coming. Gaysink with 6 points. And Gaysink will shoot another free throw, trying to make it 14-11. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Rattles in and out, no good. Checking in at the break as well was Josh Van Langen. Chandler Bronsting also on the floor for the defenders right now. We'll reset the entire lineup for you on our next dead ball. Payne with the basketball, 17 feet from the hoop. He passes left side. Three on the way, up and good. Mo Jackson from the left wing. He's got 8 already. Graceland leads 17-10. Chandler Bronsting passes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Gaysink. Gaysink left side, Barkema. Barkema with it. Swing pass right side, Bronsting. Bronsting, ball fake. Nothing there. Comes back, Van Langen. Van Langen underneath to Barkema. Barkema fouled on the play. He gets it to go, and he will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. For Dort College, it is Bronsting, Henriksen, Gaysink, Barkema, and Van Langen. Stepping to the lane is Ramon Franken. He has just checked into the contest. That's Ramon Franklin, beg your pardon. Free throw on the way for Barkema. Off the mark, no good. And the score remains 17-12 as he's unable to cash in the free throw. Graceland with it on the right elbow. Backing it out is Justin Harley. Harley with it. Harley passes left side over to Pena. Pena gives it up right wing to Nelson. Nelson over the basketball to Pena. Pena working his way into the lane. His short jumper off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Cleared momentarily by Graceland, but taken right back by Bronsting. Comes back to Gaysink. Gaysink loses it as he tries to take it in. Coming back the other way is Jackson. Jackson feeds it right wing. This is Franklin. Franklin going baseline, cut off. Jumper left hander, no good by Will Nelson. And we go back the other way. Driving in with the left hand, laying it up with the right hand at the last instant is Ben Gaysink, and they say that he's going to be called for a charge. Player was set. Ben Gaysink whistled for the charge as he drives into the lane on the left-hand side. He gets whistled for the personal foul. 17-12, Dort College leading by 5. Trailing by 5, I should say. Henriksen checks out of the ball game. Winterfeld in the game along with Cooper Ross. Graceland basketball, Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson on the left side with it. Picks up his dribble, feeds it down low. This is Franklin. Franklin fires it back outside. Pena, Pena, jumper, right baseline, no good. Offensive rebound, and Graceland will kick it out and reset it. Mo Jackson with it in between the Yellow Jacket emblem at the half-court stripe and the top of the key. Passes, Brunsting hassling him there. Comes back over to Pena. Pena on the right wing, 15 to shoot. Pass comes back left wing. Graceland basketball, left-hand side, Nelson. Nelson, kick-out pass, Jackson. Comes back to Pena. Pena will try it again for 3. Missed it, no good. But another offensive rebound. And Dort College getting hurt on the glass right now. And another offensive possession, or the possession continues for Graceland. Shot by Pena in the lane. No good with a right-hand hook. Rebound cleared. Here comes Dort College. Cooper Ross with it. Loses the handle. Picked up by Winterfeld. Winterfeld, left-hand side, goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up. Franken. Franken. Baseline jumper. Good. Garrett Franken, the sophomore from Atlantic, knocks down the 14-footer. Dort College trails 17-14. Just about 7 minutes gone in this free-flowing game. Shot, right elbow, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. He'll turn and head up the floor himself. Garrett Franken with it. Hands it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the right elbow. Winterfeld stops at the free throw line. Comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen, left elbow, jumper, high archer, no good. Rebound cleared by Graceland. Graceland with the basketball. Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson brings it up, and he will walk it across the timeline. Jackson still with the dribble. He's in between the circles. On the left-hand side, left elbow jumper, Payne, you missed it, no good. But another offensive rebound by the Yellow Jackets. And finally, Dort College is able to clear it. Pass left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, ball fake, three-pointer, left wing, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Graceland. Coming up with it is Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin takes it across half court. Franklin to set the offense, and Graceland will burn their second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This timeout made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. At the DeWitt Gymnasium currently, it's Dort College leading Buena Vista 27-18. That's in the first quarter. And over at Bellevue, the Dort College volleyball team leading Bellevue 21-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with more from Lamoni after the timeout right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders leading, trailing Graceland 17-14. Dort College battling back after a long stretch of made three-pointers by Graceland. Dort College gets a defensive stop. Tearing it away is Garrett Franken. Franken passes it off over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up out front to Cooper Ross. 19 to shoot as Dort College gets into their offensive set. Zach Busser gives it up left side. Brunsting shakes right, goes left. Shot blocked on the three-point attempt. Here comes Graceland. Quickly back the other way. Will Nelson. Will Nelson, the trailer, gives it up in the middle of the lane to Harley. Harley fires it back outside, and Graceland will set the offense. Graceland with the basketball. This is Nick Coleman. Coleman feeds it left side. This is Will Nelson. Will Nelson gives it up to Franklin. Franklin, dump it down low. Hook shot in the lane, no good by the post player, Harley. And Dort College comes back the other way. Cooper Ross, no-look pass underneath. Gives it up to Bussard, and Bussard is hacked on the arm. That foul is going to go against number two, Ramon Franklin, I believe. We'll get the indication from the official. It is on Franklin. That is number one on him. Chandler Brunsting checks into the ballgame. Checking out will be, I should say, Brunsting is out. And checking in, Alec Henriksen. So Dort College trailing 17-14, they've got the basketball. Three-pointer ties it. Cooper Ross gets it in to Bussard. Bussard wheeling his way in. Short turnaround jumper by the 6'6 junior from Papillion is good. Dort College trails 17-16, chipping away at what was a 7-point lead for Graceland at 14-7. Jumper, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound tipped out and controlled by Graceland. Graceland right now getting every offensive rebound. Troyon Butler comes away with that rebound. Butler is 6'8 senior from Victorville, California. On the left-hand side with the basketball is Nick Coleman. Three-pointer from the corner by Ramon Franklin. Ends the run of 6 points in a row by the defenders. It's 20-16. Underneath Bussard. Bussard puts it up in traffic. No call made. Thought he drew a foul. Here comes Graceland back the other way. Down to the baseline, and we've got a travel called on Graceland. So Graceland turns it over. Dort College will get the basketball back. 9:58 remaining. Dort College trailing 20-16. 20-16, our score. The defenders down by four. Dort College with the basketball. over at the DeWitt Gymnasium. They're in the second quarter now. Dort leads 31-18. And the Dort Defender volleyball team has fallen behind Bellevue 25-24 in set number one. So Bellevue on the brink of winning that set over at the Lozier Gym. Dort College with the basketball under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Graceland 20, Dort College 16. Chad Barkema will be inbounding the basketball when we resume play. On the floor with him, you've got Bussard and Franken at the elbows. Henriksen and Gasink are on the wings. Gasink on the left-hand side spins it back over for Bussard. Bussard to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it up. Gasink, and Gasink tries to dump it down low for Bussard. And Bussard is held on the play. Foul goes on number 24 for Graceland, Troyon Butler. Butler commits the personal. Inbounding the basketball will be Gasink, right-hand side. Gets it in to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen gives it to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink hesitates. And they're going to call him for traveling, I believe. No, they got a foul call. And Ben will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ben Gasink, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Beg your pardon, he is 1 for 2 from the free throw line. He missed one earlier. Misses that one as he plants it on the back iron. Another free throw on the way here for Ben Gasink. Trying to make this one and cut the lead down to 3. And he makes that one. Ben Gasink with 6 points. And the defenders trail 20-17. 20-17. Mo Jackson across half court. 9:21 remaining. Jackson gives it out front. Pena. Pena feeds it down low. Backup post player Schweitzenheiser. Schweitzenheiser unable to put it in. He put it in from short range, middle of the lane. Gasink with it. Gasink with the basketball at the free throw line. Hesitates. Kick out. Franken. Right wing jumper. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Franklin. Raymond Franklin with the basketball. Raymond gives it away. And we have a foul called before the shot as a drive on the right hand side. Belafont. And that foul goes on Dort College's Ben Gasink. That is number 2 on Ben Gasink. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Graceland, Yellow Jackets, into the lane, cut off. And they come back out front with a basketball. Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson on the right side. He passes left wing over to Franklin. Franklin, jumper in the lane. And he is called for a charge as he got a little aggressive, clearing out with that left forearm. And Franklin has just picked up his second personal foul. Foul number 2 called on Franklin here in this half. The defenders trailing 20-17. Ben Gasink of the basketball. Ben has not been able to leave the floor much here this evening. Kept him on the floor. Pass goes left side over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Barkema. Barkema has it tipped away. And after a fast start by Graceland, now they're struggling to find offense consistently. Chad Barkema to throw the ball in front of the Graceland player bench. Ben Gasink driving in, has it poked away from behind, and coming up with a Graceland ahead of the pack. It goes to Schwenheiser. And he gets the 2-point bucket on the drive. Dort College down 5. Chad Barkema, a little space to work. Fadeaway, baseline, good. Cuts it down to 22-19. Two teams exchanging quick buckets after having difficulty scoring. Barkema now with 6 points. Graceland basketball, Jackson. Jackson to Belafont. Belafonte to Schwenghauser. Schwenghauser, right corner. Left the three, short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Barkema. Barkema goes right side, Gasing, fires it cross court. Henriksen, three, ties it, 22 all. Alec Henriksen with the three-point basket. He's got 6 points. And we have our first tie of the contest coming at the 7:24 mark. So Henriksen hits the three-point bucket. Driving the other way, Mo Jackson, reverse layup with the left hand, good. Mo Jackson, 26 points on Saturday night. He's got 10 here this evening. Dort College trails 24-22. Ben Gasing driving the other way. He drives into the lane. Two players collapse on him, and he is fouled on the play. So Ben Gasing will go to the free throw line after that foul is whistled on Pena. That's foul number one on Pena. Well, over at Bellevue, Dort College survives set one. They defeat the Bruins 29-27. They'll go to set two shortly. Women's basketball game. It's all Dort College right now, 39-20, with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Here at Lamoni, Ben Gasing shooting to tie the game. Already his fifth and sixth free throw shot, and Ben makes both of them. Gasing now with 4 of 6 shooting from the free throw line, 8 points for the night, and Gasing deadlocks it at 24 all. Gasing will check out for a breather. Chandler Brunsting is back in. I believe Gasing playing with 2 personal fouls. Now there is no foul indicator that I can see. Graceland basketball, Dort College man-to-man defense. On the right elbow, pulling it out is Belafonte. Belafonte misses the three, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds, last touch by Graceland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, this one's shaping up very similarly to the game at Forest City on Saturday. Had the opportunity to watch that one online, and that was tight. Dort College would surrender the lead and then really put on a strong run at the end. This time, Garrett Franken shakes left, goes right, gets the 2-point bucket on the drive, makes it 26-24. Dort College has come back from a 7-point deficit at 14-7 to take the lead 26-24 on that driving bucket by Franken. So Dort College staying the course early. Jackson, kick out pass, 3-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, the official says. It'll be Graceland basketball. So Graceland will have the basketball. And Coach Brian Van Haften not happy with that call, and he had basically the same angle I did. And I just thought that the ball was tipped out of bounds by Graceland, but Mo Jackson answering with a right-handed driving layup. Three-pointer by Winterfeld, no good. Rebound Brunsting, comes to Van Langen, back to Franken. Franken, three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Graceland, and they can retake the lead. Driving the other way, they dump it off, loose basketball. Coming up with the basketball, Graceland. Graceland's Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. He goes into the corner, Pena. Pena, three, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken, Brunsting. Brunsting, left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives in, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go on Alec Pena. I believe that's number 2 on him. Free throws on the way for Marcus Winterfeld. Marcus will go to the charity stripe. First free throws of the season shot by the junior from Sioux Center. Bussard waiting at the scorer's table along with Cooper Ross. Dort College trying to retake the lead here with a couple of free throws for Winterfeld. Winterfeld suffered a knee injury over the summer break during workouts. Didn't know if he would be back this season, but the recovery went well. And he is coming off the bench here in the early going of this 2018-19 season. Free throws on the way for Winterfeld. Now, Dort College has been able to get to the free throw line pretty consistently this evening. This will be the ninth free throw shot. By Dort College. First free throw by Winterfeld is good. So Winterfeld will shoot another free throw, trying to give Dort College a 2-point lead. The defenders have led by as many as two on one other occasion, and they match that here with a 28-26 advantage now with 5:25 remaining. 5:25 left to go, first half. Graceland basketball. Schwinghauser. Pass left side, and they throw it away. Justin Harley. Harley unable to reel that one in. Dort College with a basketball and a chance to build on the lead. 28-26, Dort College by two. Cooper Ross brings the basketball up left-hand side, right across the yellow jacket block lettering on the side. A swing pass over the top. Winterfeld shakes left, drives down to the right. Nothing there. Back over to Brunsting. Fires it to Ross. Ross feeds it. Bussard. Bussard shot. No good, but he is fouled on the play. And my question is, who had their hand in the net? And if it's a Graceland player that had his hand in the net, I believe this should be a goaltending, count the bucket, and Bussard shooting a free throw. We'll see if the officials agree with me. And the basket will count for Bussard. Zach Bussard with 4 points. And the defenders an opportunity to build on the lead. Trying to go up by five. Well, it's pretty clear to me. Obviously, there was basket interference. There's no question about that. Going to the free throw line is Bussard. Bussard trying to give Dort College a 5-point lead. Buss's free throw is up and off the mark, no good. Love to have those. Dort College, though, leads 30-26. Settled for the 2-point basket on that possession. Bussard with four, Franken with four unofficially. Barkham has six along with Henriksen. Ben Gasing has eight. He's on the bench right now. I believe he's got two personal fouls, but I can't say that with absolute certainty. Right side pass. They dump it down low. Working in with it is Harley. Harley, turn around to the lane. Good. Justin Harley with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 30-28. Left side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up. On down low to Bussard. Bussard in traffic. Misses it. No good. And the rebound is cleared. Here comes Graceland. Graceland basketball. Driving in. Schwinghauser. Schwinghauser into the lane. His basket. Good. He's given them a lift off of the bench with a couple of field goals. That one a drive down the lane with the left hand. Cooper Ross passes right side. Franken. Franken three. Just a little bit short. No good. He's been short on a couple of threes now. Pass goes left side. Winterfeld shakes left, drives right. Nothing there. Fires it underneath for Bussard. Bussard trying to muscle it up, and Buss is fouled again, and Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Ben Gasink will be checking into the game for the defenders. Well, one thing I will have to check at halftime is my foul totals, because I've done a woefully poor job of tracking fouls here in the first half. Bussard, first free throw is good. He's got five now. Another one on the way for Bussard, trying to make it a 2-point lead. Second free throw on the way for Zach Bussard. This one's up and down. So Zach Bussard makes them both. He's got six, and the defenders lead 32-30. 32-30. Graceland basketball, left-hand side, Coleman gives it back over to Schwinghauser. Schwinghauser gives it up, muscling it up and down. He is number one, Justin Harley, scored seven the other night. He ties it up at 32-all. We've been tied at 22-24, 26-30, and 32. With it on the right side is Gasing. Gasing to Bussard. Bussard Winterfeld, no-look pass underneath Gasink. Gasink basket good. Ben Gasink with 10 first-half points. Dort College leads 34-32. 34-32, 2:55 left to play first half. Graceland basketball. Nick Coleman. Coleman driving in. Coleman has it swiped away by Cooper Ross, but a foul on the play called on Ross. Ross, the freshman from Carroll, Iowa. So Cooper whistled for his first personal. Two free throws on the way. Shooting foul for Nick Coleman. First free throw by Coleman is good, and he can tie it here. So Belafonte back into the contest. Second free throw is up and good, and we're tied 34 all. 34-34. Bringing the basketball up is Cooper Ross. Passes right side. Franken. Franken well beyond the three-point line. Gives it up to Bussard. Bussard. Franken. Franken underneath where Winterfeld. Winterfeld stripped on the help defense. Weak side help came over. Nick Coleman took it away. 2:25 and counting first half. Graceland basketball. Belafonte. Belafonte. Free throw line. Pull-up jumper. 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross with it on the left wing. Cooper with it, looking for someone to pass to. Drives into the lane. His short jumper with the right hand side, with the right hand, no good. Middle of the lane. And the rebound is cleared by Graceland. Graceland with the basketball. Nick Coleman. Coleman across half court. 1:55 remaining. Tied up 34-34. Jumper right wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound Franken. Garrett's doing a nice job on the glass after some early troubles for the defenders. Graceland driving in. Franken, Franken, right hand, left side, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. He's got six, and the defenders trail a lead 36-34. Remember, they trailed by seven early. Pass, left side. This is Coleman. Coleman on the wing. Coleman feeding it down low. Jumper, turnaround, no good. Rebound, fought for, and we've got a foul called as Winterfeld goes up for the rebound, and he gets clobbered by Schwinghauser. Schwinghauser said, well, what am I supposed to do? It's a free ball. Yeah, well, somebody else has inside position. You can't truck them. And Winterfeld did get trucked that time. And will be free throws. Beg your pardon there. We're over the bonus limit. And I know that we're having some scoreboard issues back at the DeWitt gym, so I'm not going to be too critical here. It's going to be bonus time. We don't have a foul indicator on the scoreboard here in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Winterfeld. And the official worried about the bench for Dort College, standing up 90 feet away from the action on the other end as they were delayed in getting their substitutes into the contest because of the free throw here for Winterfeld. Second free throw on the way for Marcus is up and good. So Marcus Winterfeld makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders get a couple of free throws from Winterfeld. They lead now 38-34. This is their largest lead of the contest. Well, over in Sioux Center, Dort College leads Buena Vista 62-34. That's at halftime now. With it on the left side, this is Belafonte. Belafonte gives it up. Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson puts it up over the top of Henriksen, and he hit it. Mo Jackson, his third three, his sixth field goal. He's got 15 first-half points with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up. Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Tough shot. Good. Garrett with a pull-up jumper. Tough shot to hit. He knocks it down, though. He's got eight. And the defenders lead 40-36. With the basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting. Lob pass over the top. Barkham on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. 23 to shoot. Dort College can hold for one if they wish. Brunsting with the basketball. They'll guard him closely. They give it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen gives it to Franken. 9 seconds now. Eight. Franken. Pull up again with the right hand. Good. Garrett Franken knocks down the jumper from 12 feet. Dirk College with a steal on the inbounds pass. Chandler Brunston gets the two-point basket. And the Dirk College defenders have taken a 44-37 lead here at the break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Chandler Brunston sneaking in and taking away that inbounds pass and getting the bucket as the clock expires. Dirk College leads at 44-37. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with more at halftime right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. Dirk College leading 44-37 at the break. Dirk College trailed early in this one, 14-7. Battled back to tied at 22-all. We were tied then at 24, 26, 30, 32, and 34. Dirk College took the lead on back-to-back buckets to go up 38-34 and then closed the half with six unanswered points, the last four coming on a bucket by Garrett Franken. And then a two-point basket by Chandler Brunsting off of a steal on the ensuing inbounds pass. And the defenders have a 44-37 halftime lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We'll be back with more right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dirk College, 16 of 27 from the floor, 59%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 10 for 14 on free throws, 71%. 19 rebounds for the defenders here this evening. For Graceland, 14 of 36 from the floor, 38.9%, 7 of 16 on three-pointers, 43.8%. Keep in mind they made their first four three-pointers. They've gone 3 of 16 since. 2 for 2 on free throws, 17 rebounds for Graceland, several of them of the offense variety, as they got 17 rebounds, 6 of them by Will Nelson. Here are your individual numbers. First of all, for Dirk College, Ben Gasink and Garen Franken with 10 points each. Gasink is 3 for 3 from the floor, 4 for 6 on free throws. Franken, 5 for 9 from the floor. 0 of 4 on three-pointers, but he is 5 of 5 from inside the arc. Alec Henriksen has 6 points on 2 of 2 shooting from the three-point line. Marcus Winterfeld, 4 of 4 from the free-throw line. He's got 4 points. Chad Barkham, a 2 for 2 from the deck, 4 points. Chandler Brunsting, 2 for 3 on field goals, 4 points. And 6 points for Zach Bussard. Rebounds, Garrett Franken has 5 to go along with 2 assists. Cooper Ross has a pair of assists as well. 2 rebounds for Chad Barkema. For Graceland, Ramon Franklin, I'll back it up looking at the wrong column. Mo Jackson with 13 points. 6 points for Will Nelson. 4 for Justin Harley. 2 for Keenan Belafant. 3 for Ramon Franklin. 2 for Nick Coleman. 6 for Will Nelson. 4 for Garrett Schwenghauser. And 3 for Alec Pena. 4 rebounds for Ramon Franklin, 6 rebounds for Will Nelson, 2 assists by Nick Coleman, 1 assist for Justin Harley. 44-37, Dirk College in front at halftime. You're listening to Dirk College Basketball on KDCR. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The Dirk College defenders leading Graceland. 44-37 at halftime of this non-conference men's basketball game. Taking a look at other Dirk College athletics tonight. Dirk College survived a scare and sent one with Bellevue to win at 29-27 in volleyball. And then roar back for a 25-11 win in set two. So Dort up 2-0 in that one, heading to set number three. In Sioux Center, women's basketball, Dirk College, 23 of 33 shooting in the first half. on the way to a 62-point performance, a 62-34 lead over Buena Vista. Annie Rinesmith has 16 points, as does Erica Feenstra. Those two are combined 11 of 13 from the floor. Rachel Ebelbold, 4 for 6 from the field. She has 11 points. Andor College also with 6 points from Peyton Harmson. Andor College 4 for 10 from the 3-point line. So of their 10 missed shots, 6 of them have been 3-point attempts, and they still are making 40% of their 3-point attempts. Dort College soccer tomorrow evening. The women's soccer team travels to Midland for GPAC quarterfinal round play in Fremont. That will be a 7 o'clock start time. Thursday looks like an open day in terms of Dort College competitions. And then Friday, Dort College hosting Valley City State in women's and men's basketball beginning at 5 o'clock. Note that start time. Thursday, the Blades are in action as well. Don't want to forget about the Blades. They're taking their annual trip to Colorado for Thursday and Friday. Back to Dort College campus. Then it's Friday night basketball. Saturday afternoon basketball as the women play Friends and the men play Mayville State. That'll be a 1 o'clock start time on Saturday. Dort College football also in action on Saturday as they travel to number 1 rated Morningside. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that game on KDCR. Basketball games will be available via a webcast, www.dort.edu/athletics. And then we wrap up the evening with Dort College hosting GPAC quarterfinal round volleyball play. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. You can hear that on KDCR Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more from Graceland right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders leading 44-37 at halftime. Lamoni, Iowa is where we're at this evening. The Clawson Center, Graceland University, Lamoni, located south of Des Moines, almost on the Missouri border, about 300 miles from the Dort College campus. With the basketball at front, Franken. Franken goes left wing. He gives it up. Barkema, right back over to Franken. Franken misses the three, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Graceland. Graceland over the basketball. Graceland driving in, and it's swatted away on the pass as they try to fire it back out. That's swatted away by Franken, and the Dort College defenders trail lead 44-37. 44-37, Mo Jackson inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Keenan Bellefant with it. Bellefant gives it back over to Jackson. Jackson over the basketball. Jackson on the right wing picks up his dribble. They feed it down low. This is Pena. Pena over the top of Bussard. Bussard trying to hold his ground, and Pena finishes at the rim. 44-39. Right side. Barkema. Barkema back over to Gasing. Gasing shakes left, goes right, dumps it back off. Shot no good. Missed it. Rebound, though, saved out by Graceland. But they say that the Graceland player hit the baseline first before he saved it off of Bussard. And Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 19:01 remaining. 19:01 remaining ball game. Pass goes into Henriksen. Henriksen now back to Franken. Franken right side, Gasing. Gasing keeps his dribble alive. Ben passes back out front, Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema fading away on the baseline. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and Chad will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Foul's going to go on Will Nelson. That is number one on him. Chad Barkema. will go to the free throw line. The junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with 18:46 left to go in regulation. First free throw is good for Barkema. Chad Barkema with 7 points, and he's got another one on the way. Barkema with 7. Dort College leads by 6. Now 7 again, 46-39, after a couple of made free throws by Barkema. So Chad Barkema reestablishes the 7-point lead for the defenders. Graceland, high post pass, Pena, pivots out, right side to Jackson. Jackson feeds it down low, Harley. Loose basketball picked up by Garrett Franken. Garrett gets it outletted to Ben Gasing. Ben Gasing for the basketball. Gasing being hassled. And it's going to be off of Gasing. Out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench. So Graceland will get the basketball back. Still down 7 are the Yellow Jackets. And the Yellow Jackets will walk it up with Mo Jackson. Jackson in between the circles out front. He's guarded there by Henriksen. Goes high post again to Pena. Pena spins it back out for Jackson. Jackson on the left side to the free throw line. Kick out Pena. Pena for 3. Good. Alec Pena with 8 points. And the defender lead is 46-42. Barkema looking down low. They feed it to Bussard. Bussard in traffic. Has it stripped. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Graceland basketball. So 46-42. Mo Jackson has it. Graceland down 4 after trailing by as many as 7. Dort College missed on the opportunities to go up by more. And now Graceland. Shot in the lane blocked by Franken. Turnover by the defenders on the other end. Here's Pena. Pena with the left hand misses it. Ball batted against the backboard a couple times. And now Dort College has it back. Franken up the floor. Garrett with it. Free throw line. 15-footer. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Graceland. Graceland basketball. Graceland driving in. Kick out Pena. Pena another 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Garrett Franken with the basketball. Dort College has not been able to get the tempo of this game to their liking. It's 46-42. Franken picks up his dribble, trying to pass it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Graceland's Franklin. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bussard checks out along with Franken. Van Lingen is in along with Chandler Brunsting. Barkema throws it in. He gets it in to Gasing. Gasing with the ball. Gasing looking back over to Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Gasing. Gasing at the free throw line. Gets it away. Brunsting. Brunsting as the shot clock expires. Missed the 3. Now the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Graceland basketball. So Graceland gets it back. 4-point difference. Graceland leading 46-42. The defenders up by 4. Surrendering that possession, though. Pena with it. Pena feeds it underneath. Short jumper, missed it. No good. That was Nick Coleman who had it on the baseline. Missed about a 5-footer. Now loose basketball picked up again by Brunsting. Underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen draws some contact. No call made. And Josh Van Lingen, 2-point bucket, makes it 48-46. 48-42, beg your pardon. Dort College up 6. Beg your pardon as I shake some rust off. Seems like a long time since we covered a basketball game. Up front with the basketball is Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson feeds it left wing. Pena back to Jackson. Jackson 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen to Brunsting. And what do we have? We have a hold called on Josh Van Langen on the screen. So Josh Van Langen whistled for the hold on the screen. That's foul number one on him. So it'll be Graceland basketball. Justin Harley. Justin Harley gets the ball inbounded to Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson with it. Mo Jackson. They look down low for Pena. Van Langen holding his ground. Now they get it to Pena. Pena's going to try his luck on the baseline. Fires it back outside for Franklin. Franklin with the ball. They dig down on him. Kick out pass back over to Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson with it, guarded by Brunsting. Circus shot with a left hand, no good, but there for the tap-in is Pena. Alec Pena with 10 points, and the defenders lead 48-44. Three-pointer Henriksen, cords. Three-point bucket by Alec Henriksen. He's got nine, and the defenders reestablish their biggest lead of the ballgame. They match their seven-point halftime lead with that three-pointer from Henriksen from about 2 feet beyond the three-point line on the left wing. Franklin guarded there by Henriksen. They feed it down low for Pena. Pena, they double down on him, inviting Justin Harley to shoot the three, and Harley makes it. Not the prettiest of form, but he gets it to go. Pass goes left side. Henriksen, right wing. Brunsting beyond the three-point line. Van Langen in traffic, and Van Langen thought he might draw a foul call. Instead, ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gaysink checks out of the ballgame. Cooper Ross checks in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cooper Ross throwing it in. Ross gets the ball inbounded to Henriksen in the right corner. Gives it up, Barkema. Barkema with it, back over to Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross, 7 seconds to shoot. Now Henriksen, step back, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Graceland, 13:47 remaining. Driving right side, Yellow Jackets, Pena. Pena, dig down, give it back out, Franklin. Franklin gives it up to Harley. Harley's shot blocked, but a foul on the play. Called on Barkema. They're going to call Barkema for that personal foul. And for Chad Barkema, I believe that's number one on him. Winterfeld will check into the game along with Franken and Bussard. Free throw on the way is up, no good by Harley. He's got another one on the way. And certainly would appear to me it is not a bad strategy to let him shoot jump shots. And another free throw coming here for Harley. Harley, a junior from New York. Second free throw is good. So Harley makes one of two. 51-48, Dort College by three. So Graceland has cut 4 points off of what was a seven-point lead. Cooper Ross, three, no good. But a foul on the rebound. It's going to go against Graceland. That foul charge to and I don't have a 33 on my roster sheet. Well, that would sum up the evening. Brunsting gets the ball inbounded to Bussard. Brunsting, curl off the screen. Good. Chandler Brunsting with 4 points. Dort College trailing 53-48. 13 minutes remaining in the ballgame. They pass it right side over to Harley. Harley on the wing. Harley comes back, gives it up to Coleman. And picking it up is Bussard. Bussard comes away with a loose basketball. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Bussard. Bussard at the top of the key. Goes into the right corner, Brunsting. Chandler with it. Spins it back down underneath for Bussard. Bussard, 2-point bucket. Good. Zach Bussard with the two-point basket. He's got 8 points, and the defenders lead 55-48. Back-to-back buckets again by the defenders. Driving with the right hand, and they're going to whistle the foul before the shot. That's going to go on Zach Bussard as he tried to come around and defend on the ball screen. Bussard whistled for the personal. And it'll be Graceland inbounding the basketball. 12:21 remaining here in regulation. Over in Sioux Center, Dort College leading Buena Vista 82-44. And in volleyball over at Bellevue this evening, Dort College leading that match 2-0 and leading set 3-19-17. Graceland throwing the ball in. They get the ball inbounded to Will Nelson. Will Nelson gives it up to Nick Coleman. Nick Coleman comes back right side. And a line drive three by Troyon Butler. Troyon Butler knocks down the triple. 55-51. Very unlikely three-point shot the way it looked. That one barely made it about 10 feet 6 inches off of the ground, but it goes in nonetheless. Cooper Ross fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nick Coleman. That's number one on him. ...55-51... Dort College by four. And Graceland will be defending as Winterfeld inbounds in front of the Dort College bench. Cooper Ross in between the circles, shakes left, goes right, shed his defender, but then lost the ball in the middle of the lane. Turnover gives the basketball back to Graceland, and the Yellow Jackets bring it up. Yellow Jackets with it, driving in, dump it off. Butler, Butler, two-point bucket, good. Troyon Butler, 2 points on Saturday. He's got five here in the last two possessions. 55-53, Dort College with a two-point lead. A five-point run by Graceland, all by Troyon Butler, a 6'8 senior from California. Ben Gasing throwing the ball in, 11:28 remaining. Comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting stripped on the way up. Graceland comes away with the basketball. Schwenghauser with it. Schwenghauser with the basketball, and now we have an official's timeout. Graceland inbounding the basketball. Trailing by two, 55-53. Dort College led at 1 point, 55-48. They've had a 7-point lead on several different occasions here in the second half. But now Graceland making a run. Now for the tie, 12-footer. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets it ahead to Gasing. Gasing with it on the left wing. Gasing back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to feed it to Franken. Loose basketball. It's still loose. Picked up by Franken. Franken to Gasing. Gasing doesn't have the numbers. He'll pull it out. Gets it away, Franken. Franken shot left wing, no good for three. And the rebound is cleared by Graceland. Graceland coming back the other way. And a kick called against Marcus Winterfeld. And Graceland will be inbounding the basketball when we resume play. ...10:42 remaining. Dort leading by two, 55-53. Nick Coleman inbounding the basketball. Coleman's pass tipped by Barkema, chased into the backcourt by Graceland. They throw it right back to the defenders. Drop it off for Barkema. Barkema layup good. Chad Barkema with the two-point basket. 57-53, Dort College by four. Graceland, they'll attack, ball screen up front. Driving in Belafonte. Belafonte shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and now jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Graceland basketball. Graceland with a basketball. Alec Henriksen will be checking in. Dort College still clinging to a four-point advantage at 57-53. Chandler Brunsting checks out of the ballgame. So Graceland throwing it in right side of the lane. Throwing it in, Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson gives it up to Schwenghauser. Schwenghauser loses it as he tries to wheel into the lane, and Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing it up is Gasing. Gasing of the basketball. Gasing gets around momentarily Mo Jackson, but then Jackson retreats hastily and gets in front of him again. Right side pass comes back over to Franken. Franken underneath Henriksen. Henriksen trying to back his way in. Kick out pass back to Franken. Franken bucket good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Garrett Franken with 12 points. And the Dort College defenders reestablish a six-point lead with a free throw on the way. Bussard checks out of the ballgame. Van Lingen checks in. Franken to shoot a free throw. Trying for the old-fashioned three-point play. 9:54 remaining. Graceland had a chance to tie it on a couple different occasions, failed to do so. Now Dort College trying to stretch the lead back out to seven. And a missed free throw by Garrett Franken. That one rims off. So Franken 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 9:45 and counting. Ball game. 59-53, defenders by 6. Graceland shot. 3, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing has a player behind him, and a foul's called. Will Nelson. Will Nelson chasing him down from behind. Gets whistled for the personal foul. Over in Bellevue, the Dort College volleyball team knocks off Bellevue 25-20 in set number 3. So Dort College completes the regular season with a 24-2 record. And now the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. This timeout made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. 59-53, 9:34 left. Dort College leads. Timeout, defenders. Back with more in a moment. Tonight's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096, for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon, to be proactive. Dort College with a basketball, an opportunity to build on the six-point lead. Pass goes right side, it's taken away. And coming up with it is Franklin. Loose basketball. Barkamont. Long pass ahead to Gasing. Gasing, one player to beat. Drives into the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Graceland. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, Dort turned it over. Graceland then gave it back. And Alec Henriksen will be inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Henriksen throwing it in. Pass over the top intended for Van Lingen. Taken away by Pena. Pena driving in. Right hand good. I beg your pardon. That is not Pena. Driving in. They go left side. Barkema. Barkema three. Good. No good. And the rebound cleared by Dort College, lost it. Picked up by Graceland. That's Mo Jackson who took that away as Dort College tried to save it in. And now a carry called against Mo Jackson. And I know now why I don't have a number 33. That's Alec Pena. Pena had blood on his jersey evidently in the first half. Heard them mention a jersey at the scorer's table. Did not know who it was, but now I do. 59-55. Gasing passes right side. Henriksen. Henriksen underneath. Franken. Franken. Two-point basket. Good on the lob. Garrett Franken with 14. And the defenders trail 60, a lead, I should say, 61-55. A six-point lead for the defenders. Graceland basketball left side. Pena. Pena on the wing. Pena looking, feed it underneath, shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Franken. So Garrett Franken got beat on the post defense that time. Garrett gets whistled for the personal foul. Free throws for Graceland. And Justin Harley now pleading his case. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Harley shooting a pair, 61-55. First free throw, no good. He was 1-for-2 on his last trip to the free throw line. Franken will check out of the ball game. Checking in, Chad Barkema. You've got Henriksen as well, Gasing, Brunsting, and Van Langen on the floor for your defenders. 8:17 remaining. Second free throw by Harley is good. So Harley makes 1-of-2. It's 61-56. Gasing for College's offense. Drawing up right now. They need a bucket. And Alec Henriksen trying to do just that with a long three from the left wing that kicks off the heel. Chasing down the long rebound is Graceland. And we are at 61-56. Dort College by 5. Graceland basketball under 8 to go. Backdoor cut. Kick it out. Pena. Pena 3. Good. Alec Pena with his third three, his second of the second half. He's got 13 points. And Graceland is back to within two at 61-59. Van Langen to Brunsting. Brunsting on the wing. Brunsting fires at cross court. Gasing now. Barkema. Barkema Henriksen shakes left. Drives right. Goes up. Loses it. Now it's down on the floor. And we've got a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. So 8 seconds on the shot clock. Gasing will throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So 61-59. Dort College by 2. Dort College got that busted play basket to go from 59-61, but the offense has been hard to come by. Van Langen got held on that inbounds play, and here comes Graceland as they come away with a steal. Van Langen blocked the shot off of the backboard, but it goes in anyhow, and we're tied up at 61 all after the steal by Graceland on the inbounds play. Well, here come the Yellow Jackets trying to defend their home court. They've overcome a 7-point deficit to tie it at 61 with 7:06 remaining. Pass left side. Underneath it goes Van Langen. Van Langen lost it on the way up. But he is fouled on the play. And he will go to the free throw line and will shoot as Justin Harley gets called for the personal foul. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line. Two free throws on the way for Van Langen as he tries to reestablish the lead for the defenders. Dort College and Graceland all tied up, 61 all. First free throw is good for Van Langen. Gives Dort College a 1-point lead pending the second free throw. 3 points tonight for Van Langen. Second free throw is good as well. So Josh Van Langen, 4 points, and the defenders trail 63. I should say lead now, 63-61. Graceland has the basketball, and they trail by a couple of points. Pass goes high post. Pena. Pena on the wing. 6:40 and counting. Give it up. Jackson. Jackson passes into the corner. Three for the lead is good for Ramon Franklin. Ramon Franklin with a 3-point bucket, 64-63, Dort College by a down point. Barkema with it, 6:20 and counting. Barkema is going to be called for a carry as he drives around the right-hand side. He scoops it. And the Dort College defenders got to come up with a way to stop Graceland, get the ball back. 1 point lead right now for Graceland. They trailed by 7 at halftime. Retaking the lead that they held for much of the first half. Franklin out front. Coleman. Coleman swings it back to the right side. Graceland's Jackson. Jackson feeling it. Three, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Brunsting. Chandler into the front court. Chandler passes right side. Vindelingen. Vindelingen swing pass. Henriksen. Henriksen down to the baseline. Stops. Nothing there. Gets it back out front for Brunsting. Brunsting left side. Henriksen. 13 to shoot. Now 12. Henriksen driving in. Lost it. Now taken right back by Barkema. Barkema, Henriksen, Henriksen, three, good. Alec Henriksen on that frantic possession. His fourth three, and the defenders lead 66-64. 5:21 left to play in this contest. Defenders back up by two. Mo Jackson. Jackson on the right side. Gives to Pena. Pena, lob pass over the top for Harley. Harley, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Justin Harley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Justin Harley to the free throw line. 66-64, Dort College by a couple. 5:06 remaining. Alec Henriksen has 12 points tonight, all of them on threes. Chad Barkema has 10 points unofficially. Garrett Franken with 14. Ben Gasink with 10. First free throw by Harley, no good. Not a bad strategy to foul him if he's got it in the lane. He's a much better shooter from 2 feet than he is 15. Another free throw on the way for Harley. 5:06 remaining. Second free throw for Harley on the way. This one is up and good. So Harley makes one of two. 66-65, Dort College by a point. Gasink passes left side, Franken. Franken back to Henriksen. Dort College by a point. Henriksen down to the baseline. Cut off, picks up his dribble, gives to Bussard. And they're going to call Bussard for a charging foul as they... Pena goes down like he got run over by a truck. So Pena draws the charging foul. And Graceland will walk it up with Mo Jackson. His team trailing by a point. 4:45 remaining. Dort College looks like they're going to match up man-to-man defense. Franklin, all right, Wayne, guarded by Gasing. Fires it back out for Harley. Deep right corner, out front, Pena. Pena, off-balance shot, can't get it to go, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. And that foul is going to go against number 23, Will Nelson. Will Nelson has just picked up his third personal by my count. Dort will be shooting free throws. So free throws for the defenders, a 1-1. Henriksen is out, Brunsting is in. Belafonte is in as well. And Will Nelson checks out for Graceland. Chad Barkema shooting a 1-1 as he was fouled on that free throw, on that rebound, resulting in a 1-1 opportunity. Free throw by Barkema, no good. Score remains 66-65, 4:20 remaining. Graceland basketball up the floor. Mo Jackson. Mo Jackson in between the circles, picks up his dribble, goes right side, Harley. Harley on the wing. Harley backs it out, now gives it Pena. Pena working on Bussard. Fires it back outside. Shot on the way. Harley, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Ben into the front court. Gasing in between the circles. He's guarded by Mo Jackson. Dort College will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College, 3:51 remaining in regulation. Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, makes this timeout possible. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletes. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. They throw it away on the end, on the play underneath the basket. They tried to fire it underneath. It's taken away. Here's Franklin for the lead. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Ben Gasing. Gasing ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. 3:25 remaining. Franken drops it off for Barkema. Barkema on the baseline. Barkema working his way in. Fade away from 12. Off the mark. No good. Rebound Brunsting. Now Gasing. Gasing finger roll in the lane. Good. Ben Gasing with the finger roll gets the shot to go. Hustle play that time by the defenders. Ben Gasing with 12, and the defender lead is 3, 68-65. 68-65, 3:08 remaining. And the clock rolling now as Graceland will walk it up. Yellow Jackets have the basketball, down three. They pass to Harley, guarded by Barkema out front. Comes back to Mo Jackson. Dort needs a stop. Mo Jackson thinking about the step back. He's going to drive down to the baseline. Tough shot from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing long pass ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen well out on the floor, 4 feet behind the three-point line. Passes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting steps in, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Chandler Brunsting, right wing attack, 6 points for Chandler, an opportunity at a three-point play, and the defenders have reestablished a five-point lead, 70-65. White-knuckle time right now, well, probably not quite white-knuckle time, we're getting there though, 70-65, and the free throw is missed. Dort College not doing themselves any favors at the charity stripe here in the second half. Henriksen, Barkema, Gasing, Franken, Brunsting on the floor for the defenders. Graceland basketball out front. Harley, they try to feed it underneath Pena. Pena 17 feet from the hoop, backing his way in against Franken. Driving in now Belafonte. Belafonte shot, circus shot, gets it to go as he loops it over the top of Garrett Franken, who is doing it with the vertical contest. And they're going to call a foul on the play as well. So Belafonte will go to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. 2 for 2 on free throws this season is Belafonte. Free throw is up and good. Dort College's free throw shooting in the second half, not helping their cause. Defenders lead 70-68, 2 minutes remaining. And Graceland tips it away out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders. Ben Gasing gets the inbounds pass. Pass goes right side to Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema feeds it underneath, and the layup for Brunsting is good. Chandler Brunsting battling here in the second half. He's got 6 in the second half, 8 points for the game. Dort leads by 2 possessions, 72-68, 1:40 remaining. Mo Jackson with a basketball on the left wing. Jackson driving in against Henriksen. Hesitation move, missed it. Rebound, though, taken down and put back by Justin Harley. Harley just playing bully ball underneath the basket right now. Survival of the fittest there. And now a steal. Pass was a little bit off tempo. And stolen, and a layup for Belafonte. And we're tied at 72-all. 72-all, 105 remaining after the steal and bucket by Belafonte. Brunsting driving in, his shot, forced it, no good. as he drove into the lane. It's taken back by Graceland, and now Graceland can take the lead with under a minute to go. 50 seconds remaining. Graceland will call a timeout to draw something up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletes. Back with more after this. Graceland called the timeout with our score tied 72-all, 50.2 seconds remaining, 21 seconds on the shot clock. On the floor for the defenders, it is Franken, Brunsting, Barkema, Henriksen, and Gasing. For Graceland, Jackson, Pena, Belafonte, Harley, and Franklin. Out front with the basketball, Mo Jackson. Graceland will hold. Now they pass right side. Looking down low for Pena. Drop it off into the corner. Seven to shoot. Belafonte. Belafonte, tough shot. Gets it to go as he goes over the top of Garrett Franken for that two-point bucket. Graceland now leads 74-72. Kick out pass, Brunsting. 24 seconds remaining. With it is Henriksen. Henriksen. And we'll have a timeout called. Timeout charge to Dort College. Timeout charge to the defenders with 19.5 seconds remaining. 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Keenan Belafonte that time. A circus shot off balance. Got it up soft glass. As Garrett Franken contested the shot. And now the defenders trailing 74-72. Inbounding the basketball when we resume play. Dort College has not been good on their out-of-bounds plays here in the second half. Far too many have resulted in turnovers. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants you to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So Dort College battling. Looked like they had things going their way. Couple possession lead. And then here came the Graceland Yellow Jackets, and they have roared in front with a 6-0 run to lead 74-72. And let's see what the defenders do here with 18.5 or 19.5 remaining. Dort College will be inbounding right in front of the Graceland student section. And they get the ball inbounded to Gasing. Gasing with it out front. Picks up his dribble. Henriksen, three ball for the lead. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Graceland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will be inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop with 10.7 seconds left. Shot clock does not get reset as Henriksen's three was off the mark. Didn't draw iron, so the defenders now inbounding. They get it to Brunsting, eight to shoot. Underneath Gasing. Gasing mugged, no call made. And there goes Graceland off the other way, shooting the layup, no good. And how Ben Gasing doesn't get called, fouled in the lane is beyond me. Got wrapped up with a pretty good tackle. No call made. Life on the road is never easy. And now they call an intentional foul on Dort College, and Graceland will survive for the win here with a half a second remaining. It's So a half a second remaining. And Graceland can ice it here. Second free throw is up and good. So Bellefonte makes both. And it is unfortunate that this one's going to end that way. That was a pretty clearly missed call, in my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Gaysink had it in the middle of the lane. I thought did enough to draw the foul. As it is, Graceland gets a couple of free throws on an intentional foul call. They inbound the basketball, and that's your final. Graceland 76, Stuart College 72. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game from Lamoni, Iowa, right after this. We are back to the Wireless World post-game wrap, and that will include comments from Coach Brian Van Haften as the Dort College defenders fall 76-72. And we will get to Coach Van Haften right out of the chute. And Coach did a lot of things pretty well here this evening on the road, second game of the season. Put yourself in a position to really control things down the stretch, put a few untimely turnovers and a couple of free throws you'd like to have back. But I guess your general observations about tonight's contest.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't a bad game at all. I thought it was a lot of fun playing out here tonight. I thought the guys battled hard. We turned it over a little bit too much. They got a really nice team. They got a lot of good guard ball pressure out there and just gave us a little bit of trouble there in the guard court. Overall, though, I thought we competed really hard. I thought we had, I thought we played really, really well. Just a couple of, they made a tough shot, and we didn't make a shot there at the end and just didn't quite execute down the stretch.
Graceland came out, shot the ball extremely well early on. They got you down 14-7, but no panic by your team. Kind of stayed the course. Didn't get suckered into that running up and down the floor and putting up threes. Stayed with the game plan, it appeared.
Yeah. You know what? We're not going to lose our composure. We're gonna hang in there all year long. Our guys are great about that kind of thing. So no issues there. I thought our guys handled it really well. I thought there's probably a pretty good chance they come out and make a few shots early. When you get on the road, sometimes you just got to weather the storm, make a few of our own, and I thought we executed pretty well.
Down the stretch, what have you liked to have seen your team possibly do differently? What would you, looking back, your coaching staff, what do you think those last 5 minutes? Anything you'd like to have back?
Well, just a couple of the turnovers. I mean, basically, I mean that would be mainly it. We also had a couple really good plays too. We got a backdoor cut for Chandler. And he got fouled on that one. I think we scored another one in there. I think Chandler scored twice in there. He did a really good job there. We were trying to run a one play there, and they intercepted and went down for a layup to tie up the game. You know, that was really, that's a big part of the big key of the game. But, we did it back to them, too. We stole the ball after an offensive rebound and came down and got a layup. And so we shouldn't be upset about that. I mean, it's all part of it.
How does this game? How does the game like this make you better going forward?
Well, I think it's one of those games that'll. I mean, it's better than playing someone and winning 90-58 or losing 90-58. You have a chance to see what your team can do. You have a chance to see who really shows up in these kinds of games. And I thought we saw some really good things from a lot of these guys tonight.
Feel like you took a step forward from Saturday? You'd see some things that you liked from Saturday till tonight?
I would say that we did. I think, we didn't play. I thought we just played with a little bit of first game jitters in the first game of the year, and we just came out just a little bit slow. But this game, I thought we came out with a little energy and a little excitement a little bit more, and it was a better game for our guys.
I'll let you go, Coach. Thanks
okay.
for coming out.
Thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften, and we will take a look at the numbers. The Dort College defenders tonight, 27 of 52 shooting for 51.9%, 4 of 18 from the three-point line for 22.2%, 14 of 21 from the free throw line, 67%. Dort College Rebounded Graceland 37-31. It did not feel like that. Both teams had 8 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, Dort College 20, Graceland 11, just a few too many, and you heard Coach Van Haften say that. And free throws for Graceland, they were 8 of 11, 12 of 27 on threes, 28 of 65 from the field. Dort College tonight led by Garrett Frankens, 14 points, 7 of 14 from the deck. Chandler Brunsting ends with 10 points, 5 of 8 off of the bench. Ben Gasink and Alec Henriksen with 12 points apiece, 4 of 8 and 4 for 5 respectively. Gasink was also 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 8 points for Zach Bussard, 8 points for Chad Barkema, 4 points for Josh Van Langen, 4 points for Marcus Winterfeld. 3 assists for Chad Barkema, 3 assists for Garrett Franken. For Graceland, 15 points for Alec Pena, 13 for Mo Jackson, 12 for Justin Harley, 11 for Keenan Bellefant. 5 assists for Nick Coleman, 4 assists for Mo Jackson. Will Nelson also with 4 steals for the Graceland Yellow Jackets. Dort College goes to 1-1. Graceland improves to 2-0. Earlier this evening, Dort College women's basketball in action as well. We can recap that one for you as they defeat Buena Vista by a final of 112-49. Dort College led by Erica Feenstra's 28 points, 16 for Annie Rinesmith, 12 for Peyton Harmson, and 11 for Rachel Evavold. Dort College volleyball in action tonight. They went to Bellevue. Dort College volleyball victorious 29-27, 25-11, and 25-20. The defenders close out the volleyball season with a 24-2 mark. They were led tonight by Leah Camp with 14 kills, Emma Altena with 13. Jamie DeAger had 39 assists in the win for the defenders. Aubrey Drake had 23 digs to pace Dort College. Drake, by the way, the defensive player of the week in GPAC action this past weekend. Earned that for the fourth time this year. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College loses to Graceland in men's basketball 76-72. They defeat Buena Vista 112-49 in women's play and defeat Bellevue in volleyball 3 sets to nothing, 29-27, 25-11, and 25-20. That's your Wireless World post-game wrap, and we do have a player of the game to tell you about. This is from Sioux Center Health. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. My player of the game tonight, I'm going to give it to Garrett Franken. 7 of 14 shooting from the floor, 14.6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals in 32 minutes of play. We'll be back on the air Friday night, Dort College basketball, as they host Valley City State beginning at 5 in the afternoon in women's play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.